is from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 15. Whoever fears the Lord will act like this, and whoever grasps the law will obtain wisdom. She will come to meet him like a mother, and receive him like a virgin bride. She will give him the bread of understanding to eat, and the water of wisdom to drink. He will lean on her and will not fall. He will rely on her and not be put to shame. She will raise him high above his neighbors, and in full assembly she will open his mouth. He will find happiness and a crown of joy. He will inherit an everlasting name. Bernard was born in Dijon in 1090 of a noble family, and he didn't follow his father or his brothers into the military career, but his education was more characteristics of those going into the church than those who were to bear arms. When he was 21, he not only became a monk himself, but he also took along 30 others to be professed with him. Four of these were his brothers. Another brother and his father would follow them later. Some had 30 wives, and Bernard also persuaded his sister to trade her husband's house for a convent. There is no doubt, at an early age, he showed his great powers of persuasion. And he went not to the great, powerful Benedictine Abbey of Cluny, which was quite near, but he went a little farther to Citeaux, where the famous Brother Robert had founded the Cistercians only 14 years before. When Bernard arrived, the infant order seemed likely to succumb to an early death, but his recruits gave it a renewed vigor. In only 3 years, he was sent off with a group of companions to found another monastery, and his name is identified with the Monastery of Clairvaux. And by the time Bernard died, in 1153, the order had grown to 350 houses, slightly fewer than half of which were under his authority, and he had founded 68 of these houses himself. He was indeed a giant who was debatably the most influential man in Europe of his time. He was first and foremost a preacher. Bernard was above all a talker, and almost everything he wrote came out of sermons or discourses. The standard edition of his works runs to about 3,500 pages, of which over 2,100 purport to be sermon literature. His writings are so vast it would be impossible to sum them up. But probably his most famous work is his Sermons on the Song of Songs, and these are acknowledged as his masterpiece. And the portion of his work that is most alien to contemporary consciousness, it is hard for people who have been brought up on historical, critical, biblical interpretation to take seriously the idea that the Bible's great paean to human sexual love is about the soul's growing attachment to God. And many find it embarrassing to take an expression so graphically carnal as, "Let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth," as an expression of their feelings about God. And yet perhaps it is very pertinent today. The church has come through the heresy of the Cathars, come through the heresy of the Jansenists, and today with the great exploitation of sexuality, perhaps we need Bernard to remind us that we read in the book of Genesis, and when God made creation, he saw it was good, but when God saw humanity, he saw it was very good. Also wonderful among his writings is his tremendous love for Our Blessed Lady. As Pius the 12th, said, "To his fervent love for Jesus Christ was joined a most sweet and tender devotion towards his glorious mother." And while Bernard didn't make any great theological contribution to the theology of Mary, he more than makes up for it in intensity and beauty of expression. And perhaps this intensity and beauty of expression are probably seen at their best in the second of his homilies, when he picks up on Jerome's etymological interpretation of the name of Mary, meaning Star of the Sea. And so when we celebrate Bernard, we celebrate the Mother of God. As well as all the preaching and the writing, he was a wonderful peacemaker. And on account of the various divisions which had arisen in the church, he traveled throughout Europe trying to restore peace and unity. Oh, Bernard, we need you today, too, to be a peacemaker. And so we pray. Lord God, you made Saint Bernard burn with zeal for your house and gave him grace to enkindle and enlighten others in your church. Grant that by his prayer we may be filled with the same spirit and always live as children of the light. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.